Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Hi, this is Gardner Ted Armstrong. We live in a world where an entire new world order is in the process of being created. It's an uncertain age, an age without any stable international economic system to give it foundation and support, an age where it is clear that the present monetary framework is collapsing, where it is clear that no one single country can impose upon its own people certain domestic, financial, or monetary, or economic constraints without affecting the rest of the entirety of the world. And during this new age of ours, with the trading imbalance, with international economic systems in chaos, with one country after another virtually bordering on bankruptcy, it is most significant that we are now in an age of increasing friction, of the question of cooperation or confrontation. And the very obvious answer to that question is increasing confrontation, hostility, and possibly even war. You're talking of a time of governments toppling, of economic chaos, of upset weather, of increasing drought and famine, of rampant inflation, joblessness in the United States and most of the so-called have nations of the Western world. And so, really, in this muddled, mixed-up, chaotic world, an entire new world order is in the process of being created. It includes a new monetary system. It includes violently differing patterns of trade. It includes dramatic revisions in East-West relationships, to the point that I have warned you may be living in the time in which you will see, in years ahead, the United States of America once again allied with the Soviet Union against Europe and Japan. That's right. That's how crazy the situation is right now. You're living in the time of a reorganization of defense postures and attitudes, the scrambling for new means of obtaining the weapons and the nuclear capacity of one nation after another. Well, you are living in a muddled, mixed up, wretched, ridiculous, topsy-turvy world. How do you make any sense out of it? Now, so far, international cooperation has just about broken down. And during the scramble for diminishing means of fueling industries, such as the Arab oil embargo, it became very clear to everyone, not the least of which were the Europeans, who saw the Japanese willing to pay for practically any price to get the oil they needed, that nation after nation was going to be pushed by crisis and wrapped in national selfishness and greed and trying to develop their own future at the expense of other trading partners, that when it all comes down right to the nitty-gritty of the essence or the heart and core of the crisis, that nations tend to look after their own self-interests first, no matter what the consequences to other nations. So will it be cooperation or confrontation? Well, I think you can decide. It will be certain attempts at cooperation, surely. But confrontation is inevitable, and that is also absolutely sure. You ought to write for this booklet that I've been advertising called Is This the End Time? It's absolutely free of charge. It tells you we are living in the time of the end, and it proves it. You ought to read it, whether you disagree or not. Take a look at it and see if you have a leg to stand on after you've read the booklet about whether or not this really is a time of the end.
Write for your free copy today. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO, Sydney. And we'll send you your free copy.